Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Isaiah 57. We're just going to read a little scripture from there. Amen. I'm not going to go into the whole thing. It actually goes into, it goes into a lot. But nevertheless, I'm just going to read a verse or two. If y'all will stand with me, I'm going to start with the first verse. It says, "The righteous perish, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away. None considereth that the righteous is taken away from an evil to come. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. But draw near that, hither, ye sons of sorcerers and seed of adulterers and of the whore. Against whom do you sport yourselves? Against whom maketh ye a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgressors, a seed of falsehood?" We're just going to stop there because there's plenty to go into that I won't never get into tonight. Amen. But I can tell you something that rings in my ears. Amen. And it says, "The righteous perish, and no man layeth it to heart, and the merciful men are taken away, and none consider that the righteous are taken away from that evil day." Amen. That they're taken away. I think about those that went on before me. I'm talking about truly righteous people, amen, that's gone and held it on to the end, amen. You know, praise God, the two people I got saved under, they were old and well in age, amen, when they died, but praise God, amen, they was looking for the Savior, amen, they was putting their trust and faith in Him. It wasn't in new inventions and all that kind of stuff. They were still, they wasn't worried about their homes and all the things that people are considered about today. They wanted to mow their grass, amen. They kind of want to keep things clean around there, but all the fancy gadgets and everything else, they wasn't worried about. The fanciest thing they had was a telephone, amen, with a cord on it. Praise God, amen. They were still in the old way, and they started talking about how things would come upon this earth, amen, and how that, you know, they could go back to where they had come from, amen, and how that they used to live, and how that they used to go, and when they left preaching the gospel, amen, it was with a thumb, it wasn't with a big suitcase, a fine camper, amen, or a quarter of $1 million bus, amen, it was like that. I wonder how many would go today if the Lord said go. Amen. I remember going to my first camp meeting. Amen. I'd heard about the camp meeting and how good it was and what people were doing. Amen. I done got saved. Amen. I got faith. Amen. I believe everything was going to work out. Amen. I was looking forward to that camp meeting. I'm thinking, yeah, about time camp meeting, I'm going to get that miracle. Amen. The Lord's going to give me a big old camper. Some way it's going to roll up, amen, for me to be able to go to that camp meeting. Well, let me tell you something. The camper didn't roll up. It didn't roll up. It didn't get pulled up. It didn't get pushed up. Amen. It didn't show up. Amen. But I can tell you what the Lord showed me was an old tent that I had, that my daddy had bought, amen, sometime around when I was about 10 years old, amen, that he had bought and had been there for a long time, amen, didn't know what kind of shape it's been in, amen, because I can tell you it had been in a hole in a dark place for a long time. It hadn't seen the light of day in many a year. Amen. As it drawed closer and closer, amen, as the thoughts come on me about that tent. Amen. No camper. No nothing else. No money flowed in for a hotel room. Amen. But the Lord let me know that tent was just fine.
Amen.
Amen. How much did I want to go to camp meeting? I started to go, I want to go to camp meeting. I'm going to go. See, now, y'all may not believe that I was this poor. I'm talking about poorer than I've ever been. I was so broke I couldn't hardly pay attention. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I went to thinking, Lord, you help me that you can make a way. He can always make a way.
Right.
It's not maybe a way that we can think of or anything else like that, but he'll make a way. Amen. And he let me know about that tent. Praise God. And there I had my old truck and I got that tent. I got to thinking about that and we had an old bathtub that come out of a old house. Amen. It was one of them. I'm talking about Oliver Carter Greens, amen. And I had one of them, amen. And I had a pipe, amen, that got a coupler thing on it that you could hook it to a water hose, amen. It had a little valve on it, and it was bent. And I put a shower head on it, amen. I thought, praise God, I can get a bath, you know, because I'd like, man, if I'm going camp meeting, they ain't like going camping. You can't go around stinking, you know. And I got to get a bath. I went to thinking about them things and you know, just what I would have to do if I was camping out or whatever. But I there was some old plywood around the house. I figure, well, you know what? I can throw me up a shower stall. They might not want to invite me back no more, but I'm having camp meeting this year.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I got down there and got some old nails and got that wood and put it up and I tell you what, it's a pretty good size bathroom there. Amen. I had that tub, you know, my wife was coming down there. She wanted to get her a tub bath. We got a tub or a shower. Amen. You could just stand on a pallet. Amen. Just wash on down and you don't have to stand on the ground. I'm even got a pallet I'm talking about, amen, that had plenty of wood on it. You didn't have to fall through the holes if you watched it. Amen. And I tell you what, you get right, just right time of the afternoon. The long as we had that water hose stretched out across the churchyard, I tell you what, the Lord just warmed that water up good. We had warm water, praise God. I thank the Lord we set up that tent. Oh, God was just seeing how I was really going to come. Amen. Or he was letting me see what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Now, I made all these professions. What am I going to do? Amen. Well, I can tell you. Amen. I think some of y'all know Brother Cricket. Amen. And there was an old tree that was cut down there in the corner of the churchyard where I was going to put my tent. Amen. And there had been some ants, some fire ants and all there. And he was going to treat them, you know, before I got down there. Well, I think he forgot about treating them. Amen. And so they was alive and well. Amen. And we tried to put a tent there. We had tried to kill them with some things from the hardware store, and they just wouldn't die. I'm telling you what, them some of the toughest ants I've seen. They was rough. Amen. We tried to pour gasoline on them and everything else. Amen. To kill them ants, and they was on down in the ground too. We set up the tent. Me and that TJ was just a little boy, and me and him had got eat up by them ants in that tent. But we was having meeting.
Amen.
They was eating, but so was we. Amen. We was eating at the Lord's table. Amen. We was doing what we could, and we was having. I'm telling you what, we was having church. Amen. Now praise God. They. I looked like a gypsy when I pulled up there with all the stuff strapped on my truck and everything else. Amen. And you know, on the back porch of the church, I had got a little refrigerator about so high, and I put it up there and we got a old stove out on the porch. I'm telling you what, we could eat. Amen. We was doing good, having a wonderful camp meeting. I'm telling you what, the Lord was just a blessing. Amen. Just a blessing. Well, that wasn't enough. Let me tell you something, the devil never stops. I'll get back to the everything, but the devil never stops. Amen. And the next door neighbor over there beside the church, he wanted to water everything. Amen. Over there, his plants and my tent too. I'm talking about not one of these little it was one of them chunk, 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 chunk. I mean, he had plenty of water volume. Amen. And right on the tent, it was going in the tent and right on the tent, and he went and cut it off, and there it was doing like that. I'm thinking, you know, I ain't been saved long. And I was having resistant thought of tearing limbs off, and I'm talking about not off the trees. Amen. And so we went, and praise God, we got a tarp and put over the whole tent so it would deflect the water. Amen. We was having camp meeting. We had camp meeting right on.
Amen.
Well, praise God, that Saturday, everybody was going to go home so to have a church at their home churches and come back on Monday. That Saturday, Sunday there, that Sunday, bad storm come through. Bad storm come through. Brother Riley and Sister Joe's trailer was right there. Huge oak tree just wrapped all around it and everything. And my tent's over there at the end of their trailer. And they called me Sunday afternoon and they said, Brother Tom, we hate to tell you this, but there's a tree fell on your tent. And it had been raining hard and everything else. I'm going to camp meeting anyway. The Lord will provide. Amen. We're going to see how it's done. Amen. Let me tell you something. If he can resurrect Jesus Christ, he can resurrect the tent.
Amen.
Praise God, or anything else. Amen. I was beginning to think them ants was resurrected. Amen. But praise the Lord, I went down there, and, you know, they're made with metal poles and all back then. It ain't none of this fiber stuff and all that. Made with metal poles, and when them metal poles bent, I mean, they crushed and they done all that. There was rain, you know, where it crushed, or just water run through the tent and everything. And like, oh, my woman do. So I went down there to the hardware store and got a couple pieces of EMT, and I put it back up, and it just seemed like one thing after another. And then they said, look here, brother, there's that old storage building there. We went to cleaning it out.
Aww.
Amen. And we had two long old wooden pews, the old wooden ones. We put them together. Praise God, made a bed, and I made the rest of that meeting. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let me tell you something. That was going to be like the Holiday Inn to what we're going to be facing.
Right.
Yes. Amen. You know, people today, I believe, over electricity will kill themselves.
Yes.
You know what? I didn't grow up in a house that didn't have electricity. I had electricity. Now, I had been some times that I had been without electricity, but now we are a spoiled generation. Amen. We're very spoiled. You know, it's like if we need something, we'll go to, if we ain't got the money for it, we'll go to the bank. We'll pull out a credit card to buy it. We'll do this. You know, we hurt, they just run to the doctor. They give you some kind of medicine. Amen. Where you can't feel nothing. You know, it's kind of, it's crazy the way things is, and people's dependent on so much of everything else. Technology. Amen. If you don't think that you've got a problem with technology, when you go to work, leave your phone at home. Leave your phone at home and see how it is. See if you can get to work without reaching over or doing this and that and the other. Oh my, it's like a lifeline today. I mean, you know, people's got to get up with it. I mean, it's more addictive in Copenhagen than Winston's. You know what I mean? People is addicted to that thing. Amen. Talking about crack. Crack ain't never been addictive as much as a cell phone is. I mean, and people has got it with the cell phones, and they've got to have the latest, great. I've got to get me another cell phone because mine's messing up and all that. But to look around and see, man, I thought $200 is a bunch for a phone. Amen. Because, you know, I usually pay like 50, 60 bucks. Amen. They might get 70 out of me if it's really nice. Amen. And I'm able to work it. Amen. But you know, I looked around and there's phones that's $800 and $1,000. My, I don't want to tote that thing around. You know, the thing about toting that around, you think you need to have a gun with it. Amen. All the stuff, amen, that's going on, amen, and what technology's got to be, amen. I remember being upset with my oldest son there one time because it seemed like every new phone that come out, he wanted to get that. I said, son, those things are not important, amen. You need to realize about this and this, and you know, of course, he's heard me preach to him a lot. He's got those private preachings, amen, where he didn't have to come to meeting. He didn't have to shave or clean up for. Amen, that I've given him, but I told him about that, and I was so upset with him where he needed to be putting his money on something else that was more important. He was going to ask me for money and this and that and the other, and he's supposed to be on his own and everything else. Son, I said, well, son, how about them cell phones? Won't you get an app and see if you can eat it?
Amen.
I ain't seen no eatable apps yet, have y'all?
No,
I ain't seen none of them. We're going to have to trust in the one who can deliver us. People is not taking it to heart that the righteous perish. No man's laying it to heart that they're taken away from an evil day. They're saying we've got plenty, we've got all this, you know, people that don't work, this, that, and the other. The government's taking care of them, this and that and the other. How about when it stops?
Right.
How about the mark of the beast? You don't hear that preached anymore. Oh no, everybody's going to go, we're going to miss that. No, that ain't the way it's going to be. Amen. It said you won't be able to buy or sell without the mark.
That's right.
Amen. And if there wasn't saved people here, there wouldn't be no need for the mark. Amen.
Amen.
But it's going to mark those. You won't be able to buy or sell without it. Amen.
Right.
The Bible said, woe to them that give suck in those days. Yeah. Blessed are the Baptists that don't bear and all that. Amen. As I think about my little old child there, if he ain't got Jesus, amen, full in his life, amen, he won't be able to make it. This younger generation won't be able to make it, amen, because they'll be deceived, amen. There's that mark coming. Not only that, amen, that devil has got that beast out there, amen, that he's going to make and show up. You know, look, it wasn't that long ago that Obama was trying to bring Sharia law into the United States, amen. The most freest country in the world. Amen. Now it's coming under bondage. Amen. I look around now with this coronavirus and all, and how people's doing about that. Amen. How it had just started, and some young man had done knocked some old woman over for a bag of toilet paper. Amen. For all those things. Now, if this is happening in a green tree, what's it going to be in a dry? This is just opening up for something worse. Amen. We didn't see martial law yet. Amen. But I don't know that it ain't just right around the corner. Amen. And you're going to find out that they got laws that we didn't know. Amen. That they had. Amen. That are the very ones like them FINA people. How everybody thinks that they're just so great. Amen. They come in hurricanes and they can help and this, that, and the other. Well, let me tell you something. When that federal emergency thing, when it starts taking over, amen, when it starts having more authority over your own place, and some people, they're going out, you can't hardly find a handgun much. If you go locally, you can't hardly find a handgun, amen, you can't find ammunition, all this. These people are going after the guns, after the ammunition, amen, they're hoarding toilet paper, amen. I ain't never known about there being a shortage on toilet paper. Amen. But it looks like, amen, like it was, amen, and back in the time when they had to give it out so much of this and that and the other, how you had to have stamps. It's pretty bad when they have to have law enforcement and SAMs, amen, standing by the toilet paper so people only take one package instead of two. What do you think it's coming to?
Amen.
People's just saying, let that go on by. You know, then we started seeing these people just with the meat. They're trying to take it back. Let me ask you something. If you bought you a year's supply of Beanie Weenies, if you bought you a year's supply of meat and rice, and you had you 2 years of toilet paper, what's it going to do for you if you ain't got no commode? What's it going to do for you? Praise God, when you ain't got no heat to cook what you got. Amen. What is it going to do for you when you ain't got no place? Amen. What is all the guns and ammunition going to do? Amen. When you're going to go against the government? Amen. Let me tell you something. It ain't all about that. It's about what he's already told us how things are going to be. Amen. He said those that try to save their life, they will lose it. Amen. And those that lose it for my name's sake, the same shall find it. I know this. We need to have our trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said that our bread and water would be sure. And some people say, well, that means the word of God. It's always going to be sure. Not one jot or tittle of it will pass away. When all the heavens or the earth's passed away, not one jot or tittle of it will fail. I know he guaranteed me bread and water. He didn't guarantee us toilet paper or Charmin. Amen. But I can tell you this. He's able and he can provide. Amen. Praise God, just like he did for Elijah. Amen. When he was by the brook, he was fed by ravens. Amen. And as that widow, praise God, didn't have enough but to make one little old cake, and he was going to make it for her and her son, and then die. Amen. After obeying the word, amen, of the man of God, the meal barrel didn't run out, neither the oil. Amen. As I remember, amen, they just got every vessel they could, and they just kept pouring oil in it. Amen. And I can tell you, it was valuable in that day. Amen. And the Lord just kept pouring them out. And let me tell you something. He can pour you out blessings in the middle of a time, in the middle of a trouble. Amen. He's the one that is able, going to be able to sustain us. It ain't going to be us digging a hole in the ground. It ain't going to be us being able to have a submachine gun. That ain't what's going to deliver us. If you're looking under those things of the world, you're being most miserable.
That's right.
We need to be looking toward the Savior.
Amen.
The Savior, the one that will lead us and guide us in all righteousness.
Yes.
You know, those that trust in the Lord, what? Those that trust in the Lord, what? Those that trust in the Lord shall be made fat.
That's right.
So that means he's going to feed me. Amen. I want to be fat on his word. Amen. I want to be fat in faith. Amen. I want to have faith. Praise God. When it comes to it, amen, that I need to walk on water, I'll be ready to go. Amen. Whatever it takes. Amen. If it comes to the mark of the beast, if it comes to being without electricity, or without any of the other things, amen, in this world, amen, when they're already looking around, amen, they started already years ago about a computer, deciding whether you ought to live or not. If you're so far along in years, amen, they say, well, it's not worth for you to get an operation or for you to have this medicine. You just suffer and die. They've already got it. Amen. That doctor, what was it, Kevorkian or whatever, he was assisting suicide and all those things, amen. And that's what the world looking for, is something to get out of the pain, get out of the misery. I've never heard in all my life of so many people that had anxiety, that have some kind of depression or something like that. Let me tell you something. I know that there's real people out there that have really problems, amen, that have might a chemical thing, or their brain might not be just right, but I can tell you that not all of them are. I can tell you that the majority is not. Amen. I can tell you that the majority is spoiled. Amen. You know, praise God, they don't want to go through no suffering. They don't want to go through no pain. They don't want to go through any of those things. Amen. You know, praise God, instead of calling on God for prayer, they'd rather go to the emergency room. They would rather do all that. Other things that the devil puts people through.
That's right. That's right.
What they'll go through and suffer for the devil just to keep from serving God.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of things people is cutting themselves through with sorrows and all this. You know, the things, if we would trust in the Lord, the Bible teaches us, amen, that we should study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman ought need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. If we'll stay in the word, amen, and if we stay in the word and that minds, and that's on our mind, amen, and we keep him on our mind, he'll keep our minds in perfect what?
Peace.
In perfect peace. You won't have to have a Xanax.
Amen.
You know, he don't say take one Xanax for your Bible reading. He don't say that. You know, praise God, I was thinking about it today how, you know, when we were youngins and we went to school and we wanted to get in good with a teacher, we'd get us, you know, they used to have them big old jumbo apples. Amen. Used to, an apple didn't taste bitter when you bit.
Right.
You know, they might be juicy today, but they just kind of like bitter. They ain't hardly got no taste. Back young, old man, that thing was good. It was really good. And boy, you could get that thing. You'd polish it up good, and you'd get it to the teacher, and she'd set it on her desk, and boy, you'd have favor a little bit then, you know. Amen. That apple would go a long ways. Amen. I'm not sure so much it was apple or the thought, but nevertheless, that apple would help you out there, that apple. You know, praise God, I think about it today. What would a teacher want? The most, as if you're looking at the worldly teachers today, oh my, I don't know what they want. It's a shame that you can go into a kindergarten center. Amen. And I went to a kindergarten center when Ethan was in kindergarten, and I look around. Amen. And I hadn't seen women when I was going out in a bar that dressed like that.
Amen.
That showed so much.
Yes.
Oh my. If they'd been over, they would already be showing them sex education.
Amen.
And kindergarten. It's a shame. It's a shame. What would they want today? There's no tellings. They might want a 10th grader so far as things go nowadays. Or maybe some of these teachers would want some ecstasy or something else. You know, this is where our world's got. I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you the truth.
Yes.
I'm telling you the truth. When we look into the church world today, and they're denying the very God that bought them. I went to a church in Alabama. I went to a church in Alabama, and we didn't have a church we was visiting. Didn't know really a church to go to there. Then I said, well, we was up there visiting some family, and her sister had went to go in another church. She said, well, it ain't. She said, I'm sure it ain't so right. I said, well, we're going to church somewhere. You know, we'll try it once. She was holiness, and she quit. This ain't no time to quit. I mean, I don't know anywhere else to tell you. She quit.
That's right.
She went for something less. You know what? If you ain't going to do what's right, if you ain't going to give yourself, if you're going to be 50 cent,
amen,
you ain't doing no good.
Amen.
If you're going to be a half a dollar,
right,
that ain't going to work.
That's right.
You got to give it all.
Amen.
And nothing holding back. That's what happened with Ananias and Sapphira. They held back part of the price. Look, you're going to make yourself miserable. You might as well get all the world you want, because you just waste your time in them other places.
Amen.
Because the Bible said the hypocrite was going to get the greater damnation.
Amen.
I had never been in something like this in all my life. I've been in some wild situations, but I had never been where this. I'd went and they were holding church at a high school, and I thought, well, you know, I've held church in a lot of places, at a rodeo arena, and, you know, in the street, at a fire station, you know, I've held services all over. So I thought, well, there's nothing bad about that. When I got there, you know, it was filled up, and they had them 3-seater golf carts to carry up there, and as they're going in, boy, they had coffee bars and all that stuff, and you went into the arena, not the arena, what is it called? The gymnasium. And they had all everything set up there, and they had a huge screen up there. The preacher didn't even show up. I mean, not there. But they had some young people doing the jumping, dancing, or whatever. My son said that one of them break dance or spun on his head or something. They did some.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us. where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.